Thanks for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for April the 27th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize, Panamax, Supra and Handymax markets. We start as ever with the Capesize sector, where rates slipped yet again in the east in a week of largely dull, flat trades. Rio Tinto closed out the week fixing a ship for 13th of May Dampier to Qingdao at $7.50. Time charter activity was limited, but those ships reported fixed achieved at reasonable rates compared to voyage, with a 170,000 tonner earlier this week agreeing $7,500 daily for Danjing spot delivery for an East Coast Australian round. Period activity was spasmodic, although a 150,000 tonner open Kemen agreed a rate in the low $10,000 daily range for short period. The list of ships in the North Atlantic has shortened, and there was a sense that rates might improve, especially for those charterers needing ships to go east. Transatlantic rates have yet to show any sign of moving, with 160,000-ton 10% coal cargo covered at $9.40 from Bolivar to Rotterdam. It's been a positive week for the Panamaxes, with rates rising sharply, particularly in the Atlantic. Trading slowed towards the end of the week, and there was a sense that the market appeared a bit toppy. Prompt ships remained tight, and owners were able to push charterers into conceding two legs or more, or even short period, to cover cargoes. Short period rates touched $18,000 daily, and similar levels were agreed for a couple of legs within the Atlantic. South America remained the pivotal market as charterers once again took Atlantic ships, and ships coming from as far as South Korea. Much of the May business has now been covered, and charterers for now were slow to move on June cargoes for fear of further fueling the market. The knock-on effect was evident in the east. Here, charterers earlier in the week had been keen to secure ships for fear of them setting off in ballast towards South America, but as the week drew to a close, they backed off. Upcoming holidays could add to the uncertainty. Looking at the Supramaxes, and it was another strong week in the Atlantic, especially for the larger deadweight vessels able to take advantage of Panamax charterers who were able to cut size. Earlier in the week, a 2011-built 60,000 deadweight vessel was fixed for a trip from the US Gulf to Egypt at about $23,000 daily. Short duration trips from the East Med and Black Sea area were also showing firm numbers as reports emerged of a 2009-built 53,000 deadweight vessel giving delivery spot in Greece, fixed for a trip via the Black Sea to the PG at a hefty $22,500 daily. South America remains a feature for handysizes, with early positions proving to be tight and charterers now prepared to concede DOP West Africa. In the east, there was talk that the market might be looking a bit toppy, and it was certainly noticeable that the nickel ore inquiry, that had been a major factor in giving the market some substance recently, has not been so frequent. There was, however, some short period inquiry. Thanks for listening.